Now we're going to meet the Oakland-based musician who goes by Fantastic Negrito. It's a stage name that might throw you off step a little bit, but he says that just like the sound of his music, the name Fantastic Negrito is rooted in blackness, and it's also international. It's exuberant, but there's a sharp point to it.
Life, it goes fast, youth is gone. Feelings of loss, come on, grieve, move on.
Xavier De Frepeles is the man behind the name and behind the music. He grew up one of 14 children, son of an Orthodox Muslim father and a converted Southern Baptist mother. He left home when he was 12, eventually settling with his street family in Oakland. And that's where he still lives today. Nowadays, Fantastic Negrito's busy touring the world, carrying forward the torch of black roots music. His new album, Last Days of Oakland, comes out this week. In this episode of Bay Area Beats, he talks about the personal roots of his sound.
Inside of me, there's an elderly, conservative Muslim man. Inside of me, there's a Southern Baptist preacher. I mean, I feel it. You have to. They're part of who you are. The black roots music, really, I remember an uncle of mine named Horace Brown. My grandmother, you know, this is the deep southern part of Virginia. It feels like Alabama. I mean, there's outhouses. There aren't any neighbors. And I remember spending summers there. And, you know, my grandmother's like, that's just Horace. Well, why is he called Horace? That's just Horace Brown. And I would sit on that porch with him and, my God, it was like going to a university. I mean, the stories that this man would tell about music and corruption. And as he called country music, he didn't call it blues. He said, that's country music, boy. And he would call me Amos, and that was my name. And I better answer to Amos. And he had one arm that he told me he'd lost in a sawmill accident. And he used to send me to that country store to buy Johnny Walker Red, and he'd mix it with grape juice. And that's what he did. We'd sit there and we'd talk. So I really channel him. I think he was an amazing genius in a sense. And a lot of people from that era weren't given the platform because of the history of the South. And we're talking, man, he was in his 90s in the 80s. So yeah, old Horace Brown lives inside of me too. You know, drinking, fighting, cussing, one arm. Genius. Yeah. What a night it turned to day. Oh, that night it turned to day. Night it turned to day, the number the night it turned to day. Night it turned to day, oh, night it turned to day. I'd heard this music growing up and didn't think much of it. Night it turned to day, oh, number the night it turned to day. I thought it didn't have drums and everyone sounded miserable.
I was walking in the darkness. I had not yet seen the light. I was sleeping with all the baddest, baddest, baddest ones. Lord, I thought I won the fight.
But I think after I'd lived a life and failed a few times and got knocked down, something about the music, the authenticity of it resonated with me.
Broken, battered, bruised, and scarred, I kept on singing.
Night it turned to day. Oh, night it turned to day. Night it turned to day. Oh, mama, the night it turned to day. Night it turned to day.
These are people like Skip James and Charlie Patton and, of course, Robert Johnson, maybe the King. Howlin' Wolf, you know, this Lead Belly. And as Robert Plant just told me in England a couple weeks ago, Blind Willie Johnson, whom I pretended to know who that was.
I'm not going back to a work plantation that captured all the dreams and the happiness. I'm gonna find peace of mind.
Give me life in the sunshine, baby.
It was coming from a very dark place, but something amazing. Came out of that darkness.
Feels so good. Singing night it turned to day. Oh, that night it turned to day.
There you go. I thought Horace Brown maybe would like that. I could see us sitting on that front porch together with him drinking his Johnny Walker Red and grape juice.